Blog Talk Radio.
The date was May 14th at 10 past 10. I got my world rocked and introduced to my best friend. At that point, I realized my path to be is to be the best father I could possibly be. Then I held you for the first time. I saw in your face that you knew who I was, that you felt so safe. Make no mistake, because I felt safe too. The way you fit right in my arms, it was like face true. You're meant for great things, I could tell you gon' rise. Because your eyes so alive, they as blue as the skies. I wouldn't lie, you're the reason I breathe. Because you smile so bright, the sunshine that I need. Yes, you're my little man, kissing on your little hand. Listen, you my shining star, proving there's a bigger plan. You're my crown jewel, my pride, my treasure. It's me, you, and your mom, we're together forever.
You're my pride and joy.
You're my life, you're my baby boy.
You're my pride and joy.
Don't be scared when you need me, just call and I'll be right there.
You're my pride.
Day I changed, the day I claimed, the best day to clear my reign. I used to be filled with just anger and pride. Now it's just pride for you, no more anger inside. Between you and your mom, I learned the meaning of love, the needing of hugs. Above, I see the meaning of doves. Oh yes, I'll protect you and guide you from harm. And nothing's better than the feelings when I hold you in my arms. When times are hard and the clouds are gray, I see you smile and realize life will be okay. Before you, it was just me and all that time. But now it's us, so trust, everything's just fine. My little prince, it's the king and I. Sing with pride, spread your little wings and fly. You're my crown jewel, my pride, my treasure. It's me, you, your mom, and we're together forever.
You're my pride and joy.
You're my life, you're my baby boy.
You're my pride and joy.
When you need me, just call and I'll be right there.
You're my pride and joy.
You're my
good evening. Hey everybody, how's it going? Oh my goodness, I love that song. Not because one of my kids wrote it, but I just love the sound of it and the message. That's why I wanted to play it all out. Love it. Welcome everybody. New time, 7 p.m. Hello, hello, welcome. We're kind of moving the times around, see what works better for our audience and everybody else out there. So we're going to actually be taking it to a vote in the next few weeks because we want to make out, see what works better for our listeners. Not to mention Mountain Man. Are you with there, Mountain Man? Where are you? Mountain Man's going to be coming on soon. Hello,
yes.
Mountain Man. There he is. Mountain Man in the building.
What up, everybody?
For everybody to know, Mountain Man is officially now the switchboard guru because I keep mucking it up. Every time I look at it, it kind of goes on the blink. So, yeah, he's going to be the one answering your phone calls and stuff when people call in. But anyway, Mountain Man and I have figured out that eventually we're going to have to go to either a two-hour segment or we're going to have to go 5 days a week because we have just so many amazing guests coming out of the woodwork and we don't want them to keep them waiting on forever. Not only that, right, Mountain Man, we have some guests that have already been on the show that we want to have back because they got some great things up in the woodworks, too. So, yeah, really excited. We're excited about how much we're growing. I'm really psyched because I was looking at our board today, and we officially have 100 friends that have officially signed and made our show their favorite. Woo-woo-woo!
Wow.
Thank you, everybody. Yes, yes, I'm so psyched.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks. And one of the things we're going to do probably sometime next week before Mountain Man goes off to the hospital to have his surgery is we're going to pick one of those listeners and we're going to have a surprise package for him. We haven't decided what we're going to do yet, but we're going to give him a surprise just picking them randomly just for supporting the show, being there for us. And, yeah, it should be fun. So, Mountain Man, what have you been up to?
Well, Mountain Man has been really concentrating on his surgery this week. Because I'm going in next week, Friday. I will be in the hospital on Thursday. So please, everybody, keep me in your prayers. Because Friday I go in for the surgery. So it's going to be a lengthy process, and I'm going to be tied up for a week. So Charlie and whoever she has as a co-host. that week, they're going to be taking the show on, and I know that they will be working their hardest to keep the show going.
I don't know if we can do that without you.
Oh, come on. I know you can do that.
Those are going to be some big shoes to fill.
Hey, but you want to know something? You were filling them before I filled them.
Well, not really, because remember, you came on board right at the beginning of the show, because in reality, I don't know if our listeners realize, we had only been on the air for like a week when you came on board. And up to that point, Alex had been my co-host.
He's
been filling in temporarily until I found someone, and there you came along, and bam, there it is. It was just for you. So, yeah, you've been our co-host all along, officially. Alex was just filling in.
Wow. Well, I know Alex had did a great job, and I'm sure he will do a great job for you while I am unavailable. But I am going to, while I'm in the hospital, I'm going to be taking a prepaid cell phone with me, and I'm going to program this number in to the phone, so that way I can just call into the show for a couple of minutes and say hello and let everyone know how I'm doing.
That's awesome, so you can keep us updated and stuff. So that'll be great. That way we know where we're going and what we can do to help you out. For our listeners, new time, 7 p.m. today. We're going to try that out, see how it works. We've been kind of, you know, going back and forth with what time we're going to settle. And we tried the 6 o'clock p.m. time. Wasn't too happy with it. A little bit too early for some of our listeners who just weren't home yet. 7 o'clock, messing with the idea, see if that's going to work. 8 o'clock works sometimes, it doesn't. But the reality is we're thinking of 7 o'clock just because when we go to 2 hours, 7 to 9 will still work for people as opposed to being, you know, really late on a weekday and that kind of thing.
Right.
9 people, yeah, exactly. Today, Fearless Friday. I thought it was kind of cool because Halloween's tomorrow.
Oh, no. And what is
spooky. Halloween is tomorrow. No, just to reiterate what we always talk about, Fearless Friday. Let's see what your fears are, even if there's things that go bump in the night now that it's Halloween. Get those fears out into open. Remember, they're not as scary as you think they are. Once you bring them out, look at them and say, okay, so this is what I'm afraid of. What can I do? And then you realize that you can see the strings. You can see the zippers on the monster. You can see the fake blood and the guy with the tape recorder making the funny noises in reality. Not that scary. So you can actually overcome them. You can put them in perspective and create your dreams and go after the things that you want to go after. Today, we called it Hodgepodge Friday, Hodgepodge Night, a little bit of everything. We're going to get into a few topics in a minute. Actually, Cardiac's going to be calling in a little while. He's got some news he wants to share with our listeners, so that'll be cool. So he'll be calling in a little bit.
And for anybody who would like to call in, the call-in number is 347-989-1473, and the address is
www.logtalkradio.com/ordinarywoman, WMN, and you can go on there, you can log into our chat room, or you can just listen to the radio show from there. Also, for our listeners, you can also actually download the widget. If you have a MySpace or a Facebook, you can actually put our widget right on there. So when you're doing your other little things, click right on there, and you don't even have to log into our website or anything. You'll have the widget right there, and you can listen at your convenience. And, Mountain Man, I think you've got company.
I think we've got company in here. Let's see.
Yes.
Cardiac, are you with us?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Cardiac. What's up, man?
How you doing, Goose?
Cardiac in the building. These two, I'm telling you, my listeners, you guys must have, if you did not listen the 2 days that these guys had the show, you've got to go back and listen to them because they did a heck of a number. They were here when Jenna Donovan was on the show, which today, was it yesterday that Jenna performed or was it today? It was yesterday.
I believe it's tonight. I think it's either tonight or tomorrow.
Yes, remember. I think it is today. Jenna Donovan is going to be performing at the Panera over on Middlesex Street with the group Onyx. If you guys are in the area, you got to go check it out. It's going to be an amazing performance.
Oh, man.
I know. Mountain Man is like, and why am I here? I think, yes. And tomorrow, actually, Ordinary Woman's going to be at the Liberty Motel. We're having the big haunted house / Halloween ball over there. And unfortunately for you listeners, it's sold out. Sorry, guys, you missed up. It's going to be a great time. We hooked up the haunted house. We've got professional actors, professional makeup people, professional special effects guy. It's going to be a scary time.
I had a bad experience with a haunted house.
Yes. Oh, yes. Are we talking about the one in Canada?
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, they want to hook it up in a way that once you go through it once, if someone says, do you want to do it again, you're going to be like, hell no, I'm not going in that thing again. I don't want to give it away, but it's going to be a good time. I mean, we're going to have a lot of really special effects, and it's going to be hooked up nice. And we've got, like I said, some incredible actors that are filling in. We're going to have some of the legendaries, infamous people. Like, I know, for example, what's his name? Gary Lacey. Gacy's going to be there. Dahmer's going to be there. Giggles, the famous clown. We've got a couple of creepy butchers and just a few more people I won't mention because I don't want to ruin it. It's going to be a good time. So that's
I hope it's better than the one I was at. Because the one I was at isn't going to compare to this one.
I'll tell you that one for sure. I'll tell you, I saw one of the actors going through his spiel, and he didn't even have the makeup on, and I said, dude, do not come near me that night because I will start swinging. Clowns are creepy as it is, never mind when they're sadistic clowns and they're doing God knows what. I said, no, do not. And he cracked up. He's like, oh, I'm so going to get you. I'm like, no, I'm swinging. That's it. No.
It's easier to separate your mind when it's not real.
I know.
When it's a real person coming out there, it freaks you out, man. I don't know.
It does. It really does, especially if you've seen him in a horror movie, so it really bugs you. Also, I want to give a shout-out to my guys over at 9 Alarm Entertainment. They're having the big Halloween bash, which I'm so bummed out I'm not going to be able to go to, over in Quincy. They're having their firefighters' Halloween ball. So look them up on Facebook. A great time. And their ball is always a good time.
Shout-out to Dana Dane. Yeah, they party, man. It's grown and sexy. And the costumes. It's a good crowd.
It is. It's a good crowd. The people always go out. Last year, they had over 350 guests, and it was a great time. You know, lots of good music, lots of good entertainment. So, yeah, if you're in the area, definitely go down there. So, Cardiac, Little Bird told me you had some news to share with us.
I lucked out. I don't know how I did it, but I did it. 101.3 FM, Asia, who hosts the show for Big City, 101.3 FM. We had a meeting, and she wants me to be the morning co-host with Val Beats, the new DJ. So they revamped the whole morning show. So if you guys are in the Boston area, you can tune in to 101.3 FM, and I will be one of the morning hosts for Asia. And we're going to talk about hip-hop, politics, jokes, nice 4-hour blocks from 6:30 a.m. to 10:30.
Awesome. Are you
on from 6:30 a.m. to 10:30?
Yep, Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, and it's 101.3 FM?
And you guys can log on to the website, it's 101.3fm.com, and they're going to my picture's actually going to be up Sunday because we set up a photo shoot, but we're going to go there. And then I start Monday, and guys, don't be too hard on me. It'll be my first time. So we'll see what we do.
We'll always be hard on you, Cardiac. You know that.
So now we can start calling in and stuff, right? That'll be great.
Yeah,
oh, man, I can't wait.
It's an open format. Everybody can call in. We're really in tune with the community. We do a lot of events out here. You know, like we're going to be involved with the BMAs. We're going to be flying out to Puerto Rico, DR. Miami.
Okay, no. Wait. Hold on now.
Wait a minute. Back it up.
Come on. You know, our listeners, he's slick. He's like, well, you know, I'm just going to glaze over the PR stuff. Yeah, we're going to fly the PR. Blah, 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 blah.
No, we got to back this thing up.
Yeah, back it up. Rewind. You're going to PR when?
We're setting it up because basically there's a lot of things for FM radio and basically conference and stuff. So one of the perks being on the radio is you get a lot of frequent flyer miles and stuff like that for free. You get, tickets, room, board, everything. So we're definitely looking at
that. Notice how he's still going around the issue, right, listeners?
Come on, Cardiac, give us the real truth here.
When are we going to PR? When are you going to PR now?
When are we going?
Yeah, when are we all going to PR here? Come on.
They're setting up the details.
We don't have a date set, but she mentioned it to me, and I was like, wow. And my head was spinning with all the other events we're going to go to and stuff. So Well, if you guys really want to know when I'm going, you have to tune in to 101.3 FM.
There we go. The plug.
Here's the continuing saga of my trip to Puerto Rico. Okay.
That's funny. Well, the funny thing is you can't go to PR without your PR ninja. See, because then that wouldn't work.
And we know who that is, don't we?
See, but then I don't know if we're going to be able to... I don't know if we're going to be able to take the PR out of PR once we get there.
Exactly. Not only that, you need Goose. You can't be on a plane without Goose. Okay.
Hold on. That's Maverick needs Goose.
But yeah, I need my co-pilot. You got to navigate.
Oh, man. This is going to be too much. I swear to goodness, we dominate the airwaves. We got Cardiac in the day, and we got Goose and Mountain Man, and Goose, a.k.a. Mountain Man, and Ordinary Woman at night. We got a lot
and the birds in the trees and the hawks in the projects. That was
Yes, the hawks. That was hysterical. Yeah, like, yeah, there was a hawk in the projects.
There
like,
really was. They were just sitting there, parked on an air conditioner.
Probably aggravated because
wow.
She was pretty mad.
And I'll say this. I seen a hawk about a week and a half ago sitting on the top of the roof of the apartment building next door to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to my friends who I had over, my PCA and my case manager that I had that day that we seen it, I told them, look over on the next building. There's a hawk. And
now, does this hawk have Timberlands and a baseball hat on?
You're
Then it wasn't the same hawk. It wasn't the same hawk. Because this one had a 40. He left a mess. He was
you are such a... Cool. Oh,
he was mad
man.
Because his hawk car broke down, and he broke one of his dubs. He was mad.
Oh, so he was sitting there chilling. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
he was trying to find a cheap one. You know those pigeons.
Oh,
they're sneaky.
Yeah.
Oh, you were bad, Cardiac. Come on.
Oh, people think we're kidding. We grew up in the hood. Trust me. That's how it was. You knew who the people were. Then, you know, it's. I hate to say we sound stereotypical, but where we grew up, it was pretty much it. And sadly, some of those people are still there, you know, Oh, man, it's funny. So I'm really excited for you, Cardiac. That's going to be huge. Now, you also mentioned the BMAs.
Word is through the grapevine, we're trying to arrange me performing. So if things go right,
now,
and I believe they
what
will.
What exactly is that for our listeners?
Yes.
What is it?
It's the Boston Music Awards.
We need to back up here a second.
What did it say? So the Boston Music Awards is basically Ernie Bach throws a lot of music, a lot of money into the whole event. They have all types of artists coming from all over, big indie acts, Boston's favorite, you know, pop group, New Kids on the Block, they're there, the heavy metal group Boston, Boys Like Girls, that's a huge indie group. Just tons and tons of artists. Slane, who was in the movie Gone Baby Gone, he's probably going to be there again, and it's just a huge, huge event. And it's musicdrivesus.org is the website.
People don't realize that Ernie Bach, I know everybody knows their name in the New England area associated with his car dealerships and stuff, but they don't realize how huge of an influence and just the positive support he is for the independent artists in this area.
Huge, huge. Again, it's musicdrivesus.org, and you guys can check out the website, and it's basically a huge foundation to support independent music and artists and different types of foundations, and it's just a great event. And it's free.
It is a good event. I'm sorry, not to interrupt you. Do you have any rough ideas when the times are going
to
be for the show?
You just go to the Boston Music Awards website at musicdrivesus.org, and they'll coordinate all the events, and it'll be, you know, anytime you guys want to log in, you'll be able to check it out, and it'll tell you when exactly we're going to be setting it up. Because last time was last October, but I guess they're pushing it back, so probably November. And we're going to,
awesome.
You know, you guys check out musicdrivesus.org or the Boston Music Awards website. And
so it's musicdrivesus.com.org?
.org.
Okay, make sure I'll put that up. Now, the thing is, a lot of people don't realize, again, Ernie Bach in the New England area, people know him because he, you know, his dad started this huge car dealership, actually started as a small college car dealership. I remember when I was a kid back in the day. He was a small car dealership, very savvy businessman, grew it huge. and his son took over. And one of the main reasons his son got involved with the music industry was because he, too, was tired of seeing these young artists getting taken advantage of, where they were, you know, getting these agents, so-called managers, that were really unscrupulous and they weren't doing much for them. And that's why he wanted them to get exposure and to be able to get a legitimate shot at being signed and that kind of stuff. And, yeah, and he's just grown it. Last year, can you tell us some of the acts that were actually there?
Well, like I said, Slane was there. Oh, man, so many people. New Kids on the Block, there, Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah, New Kids on the Block, yeah, Mark Wahlberg.
They were there. Just so many groups that, I mean, it just blew my mind. I mean, they had, the whole layout was incredible. I mean, they had the VIP media section upstairs, an open bar. It was like, there's no cover charge. You just have to get your tickets ahead of time, and you'll have a blast. And you'll just really, really, they give out the awards. Members from Surefire were there. I was with the 617 Live TV crew doing interviews and stuff. And
wow.
I met a lot of great people. It was fun. I mean, I had the full pass. I was only supposed to have four, but I was with about 10 of my buddies, and they'd never been to an event like that. The second they walked up the stairs, their jaws just dropped. Because, I mean, the whole Roxy was just set up unbelievable.
He does like, right by the people. And the other thing, too, like you said, it's something new. And the crazy thing about it all was that he treats these artists, and I don't mean this in any bad way, he treats them like legitimate artists, which they are. They get the red carpet treatment. They get the A-list treatment when it comes to the event. And, of course, some of the friends that Cardiac you're talking about are people that are in the music industry, but it just blew their mind to be treated with such respect and such dignity and actually having validity added to their craft. Now, on top of that, there's a lot of networking that goes into it, right?
Oh, man, it was ridiculous. It was, cards getting thrown back and forth, just a lot of great people, real open environment.
Like I said, my buddies, a couple of them, they're from the hood. They've never been to an event like that, but they're good networkers. And
well, I hope I get hooked up into this.
Oh, definitely, man. And we only supposed to have four press passes, but I told them it was a mistake. I told them I was at a TV show and that this was my camera crew. Boom, they got the passes. They're like, what does this do? And then at first they were just stuck at their table, like, not moving. I was like, guys, they're like, what? I was like, you see that thing on your neck? They're like, yeah. I was like, that's a do whatever the heck I want pass. I was like, you want to go upstairs? You want to go downstairs? You want to drink? You want anything? I was like, do what you want. Go talk to whoever you want. I was like, that's what that is. That's what we're here for.
It's overwhelming. The first time you go to one of these events, you're sitting there like, can I touch something? Are they going to yell at me? Are they going to come get me? Because you're just like so overwhelmed that, I mean, I'm used to it now, but I'm not going to lie. The first time I went to one of those black tie affairs, I was like, okay, I have 50 forks in front of me. What am I supposed to wash them? Am I supposed to give them out to everybody else? So, yeah, but, I mean, he really does right by people. So it's an amazing
I said the
event.
Magic word. Once my buddies, they're like, what's up, guys? I was like, open bar. They were gone. Like, I must have seen puffs of smoke. Like, it was ridiculous. Like a Bugs Bunny cartoon. But I told them, I was like, guys. They're like, what? I was like, be easy, because we're going to be here for a long time. It's an award show. So, you know, award shows run long. They got the speeches and stuff, and so... You know, you go crazy at happy hour, and next thing you know, you're slurring at midnight. You can't do that. I was like, guys, I was like, I ain't going to be on TV, so I'm only having one drink. But everybody else went crazy. But they had a good event. Once, you know, obviously they juice these networking events with liquor so people, you know, ease up the tongue and start talking and get more out of the show. And once they got comfortable, it was crazy, man. I couldn't get them to shut up. They were talking to everybody. And it was just a great event.
Now, you mentioned that you were there on television. What were you doing?
Well, I was doing interviews basically for everybody during the event. But we had complications because the battery died, and then we had to get the microphone. And the guys with the microphone showed up late, so we had the camera, and we had all these great interviews set up. Talked to everybody, had them ready to do the interviews, and by the time the microphone showed up, everybody was feeling a little too good as far as
people
I was going to interview. And so their people got in the way and said, no, I can't interview them right now.
It is, because these poor people, you know, they very rarely have the opportunity to let their hair down. And the last thing you want to do is have someone that's nice enough to give you an interview and make them look bad, because they're human. They want to have a good time. So,
right.
And the thing is, I'm sure they're going to be nice enough to remember that this year when you interview them again. Now, you said you were interviewing them. What capacity were you interviewing them with?
Well, obviously, www.6179.tv, and basically, I was there interviewing a lot of the hip-hop acts, a lot of the guys who put the stuff together, just talking about the issues about how before there wasn't enough hip-hop acts in it, and Chip Reeves, one of the guys that put it together, and Malik Williams, big shout-out to him. He was, like, the main man.
Malik is an amazing person. He really, really is. He has just he has the heart of the community in mind, because everything he does for the community as far as the music industry, he's a big networker, which is amazing. But he just wants to make sure that these kids get a chance, a legitimate chance, that they don't get ripped off. Or, unfortunately, the other thing that happens sometimes, you have these beat makers that make these amazing beats, but they don't bother to tell you when they sell them that they borrowed from somebody or they are not cleared. And then what happens is these kids wind up making an incredible song with a beat that's not cleared. They go and publish it. They go and get it pressed, or they get signed to it, and then they wind up in litigation because they're using something that was copywritten and they didn't have permission to use.
Mm-hmm.
So what Malik does out of his own accord is that he actually tells these kids, look, we'll sit down. He goes through their stuff, making sure that it's cleared so that once they're signed, there isn't any problem, or once their CD's out there, there won't be a problem. So that's huge for him to do that, because honestly, he doesn't have to do that.
Honestly, he doesn't.
Just,
and
no.
Pause, Charlie, real quick. I mean to cut you off. For those that don't understand, cleared, basically, Charlie's been around the business so much, and now she's just speaking out terms.
I know,
and maybe
I keep forgetting everybody knows.
Cleared means basically that beat does not belong to anybody else. It hasn't been used
right.
in any other record or any other release. And so that way, if the song does go big, it does hit off, you don't get sued. That's
and the other thing, too, is that people don't realize that beat makers, again, if Cardiac and I are around the industry, so we understand the lingo, but there's a difference between having a license issued and there's a difference between permission. So you can actually go out and pay $200 for a beat, but you really don't own it. They're just giving you permission to use it. So that means that they're also leasing it, quote-unquote, like you would rent a house to other people. So you could have that same beat with 10 different songs, and then what winds up happening is if that person gets signed, they don't own that beat. They're only using it. They paid to use it. So what winds up happening is the person that, quote-unquote, owns it is now one of coming back for a piece of the pie, and it can create a big problem. And record companies do not want to deal with litigation. They do not want to get their lawyers involved. It's kind of like a black plague to have an artist that just got signed coming in with this problem, and then the record company is not too happy about the fact that you didn't know that you really didn't own it. So, yeah, that's been a big problem for a lot of kids. Or the fact that some beat makers will sample famous songs, like maybe something from, I don't know, Queen or the Rolling Stones, and it might only be an eighth of a bar or a sixth of a bar for our listeners. It's just a small fraction of that riff or whatever they created, but they still own it, and you cannot use that unless you have permission from whoever owns that song to use
exactly.
it. And
the only way you can do it is if like the person's been dead for over 65 years and no one in the family or around them has the rights to the song.
Right.
So that's why people get away with a lot of classical samples, but they can't get away with, a vocal sample from like a Jackson 5 record. So,
right.
So people
use
these chords, kills you in the long run. I'll tell anybody who's an artist, like, if you're going to do it, just stay away from samples. Just as much as you want to use them, as good as they sound, it's negative to your process because you're going to make a great song and then you're not going to be.
And not only that, for our listeners, if you're in the music industry and stuff, just be very leery of beat makers that offer to sell you, quote-unquote, beats for $10 or $30 or $50. The reality is that a really good beat is going to cost you a lot of money unless it's coming from someone that's very new to the business and it might not have the quality. And what winds up happening in theory, you're not buying that beat. And for those listeners that don't know, the beat is the musical part, the instrumentals. You're not buying that. You're only leasing it, which means they're giving you permission to use it. And once that is used in a record, in a CD, and it, quote-unquote, blows up where it starts making money, those people are going to come after you for their share. So be very leery, buyer beware of what you're getting into. And if you are in any doubt, like Cardiac says, don't use it. Make sure it's clear through the record company or through whoever your manager is before any of that happens.
But basically what it is for them is it's a test drive.
you go out, you use the car, and if you really like it, and you really like the song you did, pay for it. Because you're obviously just driving around in a car that's not yours. And so, you know, that's just the easiest way to put it. Because, I mean, a lot of guys, they like the song. They, you know, they keep it. And don't sleep on it. If you really, really like it, buy it. And make sure it's in writing. And it's there's no secret wording in it. And get it done. Before money is even placed in that person's hand, make sure they're signing something as the money's leaving your hand. Once the money leaves your hand, you open yourself to a whole world of hurt as far as grief and drama, trying to get a contract and back and forth. And once the money's transpired, if you don't have a receipt or anything that you go by, it's your word versus theirs, and it's most likely you're going to lose.
And that's the main reason that Malik and Ernie and Bach got involved, because there was a lot of this going on, and that's the problem that some kid would want to get would get signed, and all of a sudden it's this big legal dilemma because he really didn't own the instrumental to the song that he wrote, and somebody wanted a piece of the pie, so that's why it is. Obviously, if you're an artist and you create your own music, again, if you are an artist and you are writing your own music and you're putting that music out on YouTube, make sure you have that copyrighted. Make sure you register it with the Academy. Make sure you register the words that you're writing, if it's your original song, with the Writers Guild, the Music Writers Guild, or with ASCAP, which is an organization specifically for music and for singers. You can look them up on the internet, ASCAP, A-S-C-A-P. And the reason you want to do that is because people can actually take parts of that song, take your instrumentals, claim it as your own, and then you have no recourse because you didn't have them registered. And that's another problem that some of the young artists, they're so enthusiastic about something they wrote, something they created, they want to share it with the world, and they do it before that has been copywritten. If you do not copyright it, it comes down to you said, she said, and then again, litigation problems. And meanwhile, someone else could be making money with your creation. So again, make sure you know, if you don't understand the music world, make sure you get a hold of someone that does.
Perfect story for that is the song I Get Money. It was huge, huge hit for 50 Cent. I Get Money, I Get Money. An underground kid made that beat. That was bought off of Reverb Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, or I think it was SoundClick, one of those. And basically there was two guys. One guy made the beat. The other guy was his partner, and the other guy had everything in writing. So the kid that made the beat, huge hit, platinum record, his partner who had everything in writing, is driving around in a Bentley, has money up the yin-yang. The guy that actually made the beat has nothing.
Wow.
So,
exactly.
Right. Get it
in
writing.
And this beat went on to go triple platinum in the U.S. alone, just in the U.S. So we're talking... We're not talking $50, $60. We're talking millions of dollars that this person lost because they didn't understand the system, and that's what we don't want to see happen. And, again, that's one of the reasons that Malik got involved, because he was tired of hearing these horror stories over and over again that these kids were being ripped off because they didn't understand the business.
Now, you worked your whole life for something, and in 1 second, because you weren't wise enough to get something written on paper, it's gone. And to bounce back from that mentally and anything else is hard, especially when you realize, you know, that's like ripping up a lottery ticket. So.
Right, and once you own songs, once you write a song, if you go to ASCAP, and I put the website up, it's www.ascap.com. If you go in there and you register your songs with them, what they do, and it's great because they do it for you free, you can sell your music through them, but by the same token, they will actually clear the rights to that song for you worldwide. So what happens is that means you own it. And once it's registered, it's yours. And if anybody, they have paid services when you get into that. But they will send you up a little email saying, we think there's an infringement where someone is using it or trying to register it or whatever. And that sends up the red flag for you. So it's a great service to be involved with. Also, a lot of people don't understand. They think that in order to be involved with the Academy of Recording, which we know them as the Grammys, that you have to be this big time artist, and that's really not the case. If you have six songs, yes, we made sure we found that out. If you have six songs that have been recorded on a hard CD, which means it's a CD, and it has a scan code, and it has a registration code, and it has been sold somewhere, you can register as a voting member of the Recording Academy. If you have 12 songs that have been sold on MySpace or on Reverb Nation or that have been sold digitally, and it's got your name and your seal on it that this was yours, that can be used as proof, and then again, you can become a member of the Academy, a voting member. What that means is that you can vote on who gets awards, and the other cool thing is that you can submit your music for consideration. Cardiac and I found this out when we went to the mixer this year. A lot of
not
people
only that, you get
yeah.
huge discounts on mm-hmm. events and equipment, and just there's a ton of perks to come with it. So
there is.
Any
and
artist
cool.
that's serious about what they're doing, mm-hmm. you definitely should get involved.
Not only that, the funny thing is it's not that expensive. It's $150 a year, well worth it. For those of you business people, that's tax deductible, so that means that at the end of the year you can write it off your expenses. But the huge thing is, like Cardiac said, you also get invitations to Academy-only events. That means that I know a couple of weeks ago we got the notice at the last minute, but there was a huge concert in New York, and all the Academy people were invited, and I think the tickets were $10 if you were an Academy member, as opposed to $150 for the regular public. So there's a lot of perks involved with it. And also the fact, oh, and what I was going to say is that people think that you have to be this triple platinum recording artist to be considered for a Grammy. Well, that's not the case. If you have a really good song and you're a voting member of the Academy, you can submit your song for consideration. And I don't know, for those of you, if you follow music, our listeners, last year the Grammy winner, one of the Grammy winners, and actually the winner of the Academy Award for Music, was a tiny unknown group that their song was actually put in a very small independent movie, submitted it for consideration, wind up winning Grammy, and they wind up winning an Oscar for it. So you never know.
Oh,
and these, yeah, and
dreams
this is
real.
Not a... It is. It's surreal that it happens, but this is not a group that was making millions of... I mean, the guy was funny because they asked him, he's like, dude, I was lucky I could pay my rent through my music, never mind that
wow.
someone was going to tell me, Gene...
crazy.
It was crazy, Mountain Man. He said, if you had told me a year ago that I was going to have an Oscar in my hand that I heard he was going to win for this song, I would have told you you were crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So the reality is, and the other cool thing is for you managers out there, even people that work PR... If you do any business whatsoever within the music industry, whether you represent an artist, whether you do PR, whether you do networking or whatever you do with them, you can also sign up as an associate member of the Academy, and that also entitles you to the perks, and it lets you into the events and that kind of stuff. So that's also great, and the price is the same. It's $150 for a year. And I actually think they have a special rate, too, if you're a student. If you're a music student, a high school student or a college student involved in music, they have a special discount. So definitely go check them out on the website for the Recording Academy, and you can get the information there. And it's not a hard process. The people in New York are awesome. Another thing that Malik's working on, and Cardiac can cover a little bit more of this, is that Malik wants to actually get a Recording Academy office here in Massachusetts. This
is what that event was about. It was basically
mm-hmm.
waking up the Boston scene and who wanted to be more part of the Grammys. Boston had felt a little shunned because everything took place in New York, and basically they felt like the redheaded stepchild. But the
mm-hmm.
reality is, if you take more of an interest in it, everybody's votes, and Boston unifies, then Boston has a big say in what goes on. That's a big number of votes. Once you get more people into it, you know, grassroots,
mm-hmm.
like that's what they're trying to start. So, you know, a lot of artists that are complaining about, oh, this and that, or why'd so-and-so win? Well, if you're serious about your game and you're an artist, and you pay the $150, boom, you're a Grammy guy, now you can vote. Now
the other thing, too, is that people don't realize we have a lot of heavy hitters like J.G. Annone. He's an actor. He's been in a lot of movies. He's also a rapper. We have Red Omega and Louis Bello, the Bellows. They
Louis!
Know, yeah, I know. Louis's awesome. And his sister's amazing. They realize, now Louis has got national exposure. His sister has been in a national exposure as well. They know.
And they're working on a movie.
Yes, they're working on a movie.
Too, so.
Yeah, and the thing
True
is, we have
movie,
the Wahlbergs here, which is, I mean, I love the Wahlbergs. Shout out to the Wahlbergs. They're like our music royalty around here. I mean, they're just great, great down-to-earth people. And they realize that Massachusetts, the New England area, is like an untapped mine for talent. And that's just not just the music, but the acting, the writing, modeling. I mean, you name it. We're just huge. And we're just not, we haven't even touched the surface yet with the amazing talent. I mean, for those of our listeners that were listening to our show the other night, we had Amanda McCarthy, amazing, amazing girl, 16 years old. She writes her own songs. She writes her own music.
And that's
one. What?
And that's one person that I was going to say, Charlie, that I hope we definitely get her hooked up with these sites that you were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, it's huge for an artist to
Yeah, and then I have another little girl. Right, exactly. And I got another little girl. She's going to be coming up this year, Rhea Easton. She's another one. She's like 14 or 15 years old. Amazing voice, just an amazing talent. And it was so funny because her mom reached out to me because I booked her as a guest, and she's like, well, she doesn't do her own original songs. I'm like, you know what? With her voice, we understand. Not only that, she's 14. But she's an amazing one, and what a great opportunity to be able to connect her with songwriters and, you know, instrumental writers and that kind of thing, just to get her into the scene and to get her known. Wilda Mendez is another one. She's an amazing roquera. She's got that rock voice. She sings it. She kills it.
Wilda's awesome.
You got this. She is. Didn't you get to see her live?
She killed it. She really, really did good, man. I was impressed. She's really got the swag to make it.
She does. And the other thing is she's down to earth. She's very, I mean, she's got an amazing work ethic. So, again, these are just some of the people that we mentioned that are in the area and are already getting some exposure, and they want to bring more exposure to the area. So it is. It's a great time to be in the music industry, and it's a great time to get educated about it. On that note, I have got to bring this up, guys. I know we're going to switch gears here because we were just talking about the music industry. But earlier today, well, actually this week, for those of you that are familiar with the New England area.
Oh, we have another caller.
Oh, excuse me. Hold on. Let's go. Okay, Mr. D-Man over there, the goose in the thing. Phone.
Good evening. Well, welcome to Diamond on the Rough. Who's this?
Shelly Munchucks.
Shelly! Hey! For those of you who don't know, if you know Shelly, I'm telling you, Shelly has had a transformation. My girl's a redhead now, and she was looking mighty hot at the premiere Wednesday.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. SpaghettiOs.
Yes. And Shelly was funny. She says to me, you know that I've had about 5 people that know me walk right by me and didn't even say hi. What is up? And I said, they don't recognize you.
I was like, I couldn't believe your show was going on early. I was like, go, because I think it said your song Cardiac was on.
Yes. Yeah.
Cardiac is in the house.
Hey, yeah, oh, bye. Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, man. This is awesome. For our listeners, Shelly's got a story to share. This is so funny. Shelly, you have got to tell them the story about what happened with that song.
Well, before that, Charlie, I want I was going to say, why don't you finish what you were saying before I mention...
We're still going with the music, so I want to switch it over, because once I go into it, it's not going to be music related, so this is perfect. Shelly's timing was awesome. Shelly, tell me your story about what happened with that song.
Okay, the funniest thing is, mostly I like very upbeat songs and stuff to make me help me work out, like with nunchucks and stuff like that for myself.
Right.
So the coolest thing is, I didn't even know Charlie at the time. I didn't even know her son or anything. I'm on a website called Our Film Space, and I was like, I'm learning how to, like, you know, put things on there, and I hear this song called The Fighter. I go, yeah, this is a Shelly Nunchuck song. This is going to be on my top list, my number one song. I says, I love this song. I says, don't know who the heck the kid is, and I was like, I couldn't find who it was. So then it's like, Charlie's, like, taking me up to my big brother's place because that's where we film up in Maine every weekend. So I don't know how we got on the subject, but I was talking about, yeah, The Fighter, and I'll film space, blah, blah, blah. And Charlie's like, huh? And Charlie, you say the rest. Because it's like, I don't want to, like, leave anything out, so Charlie, take it away.
Oh, yeah. And so she says to me, oh, she's like, oh, I was mentioning it. I was looking for the CD because we were trying to get pumped up because we were tired. I'm like, oh, I got this great song called The Fighter. And then Shelly says to me, oh, really? That's weird. She's like, I have this song called The Fighter on my website, too, because I love it. It picks me up. I'm like, really? The Fighter? And I'm thinking to myself, how many songs can there be with that name? She goes, yeah, hold on. I'll get it for you. So now she's messing with her phone to show me the song. Now I'm rummaging while I'm driving to Maine. Do not attempt this at home. I'm a trained professional. Looking for the CD. Man, I put the CD in. It was the funniest thing. You would have thought we were back at a slumber party in high school. The two of us are going,
and the scary thing is, the poor girl in the back that was coming up with us, this girl Candace, right, she was sleeping. And I went, she got straight up. She thought maybe something was going on. I was like, that's what I was going. I was so And I was like, no way. And then
Candace.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh,
it was.
My God.
Candace. Yeah. And Candace jumps up going, oh, what happened? And then Charlie goes, no, the fire. Now, Candace, like, we kind of knew her a little bit. I knew her more than Shelly because I had actually worked with her before. And she's looking at the two of us like, what were you two doing when I was sleeping?
It was so cool. And it's like, just getting, like, everything, just, like, my path, my destiny, everything going together. It's just very weird how I'm connecting. And it's like Charlie was saying that, I think my son wants to write a song about you and stuff, and it's like, I don't know the whole conversation, what they said, because I've never talked to Cardiac, but I was just like, Cardiac, isn't that like heart attack? I'm going, what is this thing? What kind of name is that, right? I said, Shelly Nunchuck brings to mind martial arts of Cardiac, you take a heart attack, right?
Yeah.
I'm sitting there going, well, it's kind of cool and stuff like this. I was like, well, you know, I actually friended him Alpha Film Space before I even knew Charlie. And Charlie has become a big sister to me. She's been helping out doing my hair, teaching me how to straighten it, and more makeup tips, because I mostly, you know, hung out with boys,
what?
And I didn't have a big sister growing up. So it's just, like, amazing how everything is just, like, on my path to come
crazy.
To Boston. You know, so is Cardiac there?
Yes, I am. That's so flattering. Like, I have no idea. Like, I wrote that song to pump people up. Like, my brother came with me with the idea, and we both just fell right into it. I mean, and everybody that hears that song gets pumped. And it's a good reaction. I mean, we walked the boxers down to the ring with it, and the whole crowd went crazy. I mean, you got 6,000 people going nuts to a song. You're like, yeah, I think we have something.
Yeah,
that's
it's
so
funny.
Cool.
It is, and listeners don't understand that. I mean, if some of you are in the music, they understand, but, you know, you as a parent, you hear the song a lot because your kids did it, and you're supportive, and you're like, okay, it's a nice song, I really like it, and you believe in it. So when you have someone that at that point, I think this is like the second time Shelly and I talked, when you have that moment where a total stranger says, I love this song, you've got to hear this song by this artist, and then you're like, oh, wait, that's my kid. It just blows your mind. It was one of these where I'm like, all right, I need to find the camera because I know somebody put her up to this. There is no way that this is it. And the funny thing is, when Shelly, right, Shelly, you're telling me, yeah, that's my theme song on my webpage. I was like, what?
Yeah. I had a clue, no, nothing, because it's like when I do stuff, it's just like, I don't think of people stuff. If I like something, it's because I like something. I don't follow, like, trends, like, what people like. I just, like, I like what I like, and it's like, I think that's why people like me, because I'm not a copier. I'm an original. I lead.
Mm-hmm.
I lead the path.
Right.
Exactly. There's no one like me.
There isn't. That's why Shelly's like, what do you mean nobody's talking to me? What's going on? I'm like, they don't know who you are. You're red, you're hot, you're like, they have no clue. They're like, and then when she'd say to people, hi, as soon as they heard her voice, they're like, oh, my God, Shelly, I didn't even recognize you. You know, they were just so blown away.
It was funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I write my music. I don't follow trends. I just write what I'm feeling at the moment, and if people like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. And that's why I get such an eclectic mix of fans. I mean, I've had hard metal fans come up to me and be like, dude, I hate rap, but I love that music. So, like, it's, you know, you just have so many, you know, I have, you know, basically, like, older people, younger people, little kids, you know, like, just moms, you know, just people coming up to me just, like, and there's a certain song they like. They may not like my whole, you know, catalog, but they'll like one or two songs. And, like, I think that's the greatest way, as for me as an artist, to be able to touch everybody, at least at some point.
Yeah.
It is.
And
I think it belongs.
I'm sorry. I was saying, like, there was, I think Cardiac, the guys actually wrote this, I think, for the Fighter of Mickey Ward's film.
Yeah,
the
Sacrifice brought me the idea,
yeah.
And he laid down the first verse, and then I did the other one, and I came up with the chorus with him, and it was just crazy.
If it doesn't get to that, I get Jackie Chan here. Let me tell you, Jackie Chan, you got to hear this song. It belongs in our film, our feature-length film that comes to Boston. Jackie Chan's in it. I'm a sidekick. We got to have the fighter in it. There's no doubt.
Sick.
I was like, yes.
That'd
Oh, it will. It's crazy. And you know, it's funny, too, because talking to J.G. Annone when he was on the radio interview last week, it was funny because I mentioned to him because he talked how he did the – he actually used to be a rapper. Well, he still is. He's a real decent rapper. And he wrote a lot of the music for his movie. And I remember mentioning to him on the show, he's like, really? Because he was just so – I said, if nothing else, you've got to get a copy of this to Mark Wahlberg because, you know, my boys wrote it. They got a copy to Mickey, and we got to get a copy to Mark. If nothing else, just so I could say, okay, we got it. And he was like, oh, definitely, you got to get me a copy. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when Mark Wahlberg hears it and see what he thinks of it because it was a work in progress. And the song, it's crazy to me, as I said, as a parent, to see the song just to take a life of its own.
Well, the whole song, even the beat, was specifically orchestrated for the movie mm-hmm. and that idea, like the beat, the slow culmination, the slow start. We did the whole song to be very photographic, like so you could see it. We wanted you to like go inside that box for that moment.
And I thought it was funny too because Shelly mentioned Big Brother Z. Z was funny because one time we were up there and the man's walking around going, they're not ready for me. And I'm like, why does that sound so familiar? And then he looked at me like, oh, it's the song, The Fighter. I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm definitely looking for the camera now because it's super weird. That song
it's
is
so
great.
Awesome.
It was. I was like, he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, I love that song. He's like, it's great. And it's funny, too, you mentioned about the different styles. Like, for example, your song that you guys, that you did, Boston Stand Up, it's hysterical.
Has spread like wildfire with the metal fans, they hear it, and they're like, oh, my God.
it's got the heavy metal riff, but it's a lot of inside jokes for you guys out there. And we're actually going to get the radio-friendly version so we can put it on our show because it's got a few choice words in there just for comedic effect. And once you hear them, you'll understand why they are because it's just so Boston. It's just
It hurts.
I mean, and the part where you mentioned, this is hysterical, there's a part in the song where he says, I'm wearing shorts because Bleep Bleep radio station screwed up the weather report. It kills me. It kills me because it's so true. I can't tell you how many times we're like, okay, it's going to be cold and rainy, and I'm out there in the rain jacket, long sleeves and pants, and it's 80 degrees out, and I'm dying. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I was like, I had one line in there. It was like, a line around the block for them Dunkin' Donuts, walking into traffic like I'm organ donor. Every street's a one-way,
yes.
Move the F over. There's no luck in the city. Everybody rocks clovers. 30 degrees, and I'm wearing shorts because Fox 25 messed up the weather report.
Oh, that's freaking awesome.
Man.
And there's another plug we're going to get sued for. They're going to be like, stop mentioning us on your show. But no, it was funny. And I mean, and again, if people hear it, they go, what? I mean, it's to the point that we're actually, we're going to get the radio-friendly version and we got to get into the Celtics. I mean, I think it would be awesome to rock that at the Garden or at the...
the first verse I mentioned the whole, every Boston sports team in pretty much every city and suburb. So,
yeah.
It was crazy.
Well, I know I happen to like that song myself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my manager, a bunch of people, we actually performed it at, there's actually, if you go on my YouTube, there's actually a live performance of me doing it at the Lowell Hip Hop Fest. So just Google Cardiac, and you can see the live performance. And the crowd went nuts. They weren't expecting it. And we had like four turntables. The Deck Kings, they were going nuts with the turntables behind us and just sounded crazy together.
Those guys were ridiculous.
Deck Demons.
Why don't you mention a little bit about them? Because I thought they were really original and different.
Oh, the Deck Demons, you can check them out. They're on my MySpace also. Sick DJs. They do a lot of stuff on the underground scene. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to work with them more since after that show, but I definitely like to hook up with those guys. Even get them on my show on 101.3 FM. And Shelly, definitely, you could come on and talk about that movie on 101.3 FM. That'd be cool.
Oh, Shelly, did you hear the part that Cardiac is the new co-host on the 101.3 FM?
No.
Yes,
I'm the new morning co-host. 6:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Yes, Monday through Friday, Big City FM, 101.3 FM. You guys can listen in the Boston area, and I'll be hosting the morning show with my co-host, Asia, and
mm-hmm.
Big Val on the beats, and we're just going to be talking about all types of different stuff. 4-hour show. You guys call in, give us feedback, and
Oh, yeah. You got to post it on my Facebook after you get off. Post it on my Facebook because now you're going to have me haunt you. You want me to talk? Forget it. I'm calling.
No, here we go.
Yeah, baby.
You're going to be the regular caller. They're going to be like, oh, Shelly Nunchucks. This is so awesome.
Nun. You know, like a nun, like the penguins? Nun.
For our listeners, I got this running joke with Shelly because Shelly has a tendency to be, I know it sounds hard to believe, she can be a little shy sometimes when it is correcting people, so I'm trying to get her out of it. So I kept saying nunchucks to her because I wanted her to say, you're saying it wrong. So now we have a running joke that I say numb and she goes, no, it's nunchucks. I'm like, yes, she's thinking up. So people look at us like there's something wrong with these two.
No, I thought it was nunchucks.
Listen, Mountain Man, don't come in my car. I'm in my pajamas. Don't think I won't. I'll come and, like, hit you with the nunchucks in the head, say, hey, listen, now do you get it? It's numb when you hit yourself in the head. It's numb if you hit yourself in the head, okay? That's what it's nunchucks.
It's not noon. Oh, yeah, this is funny. And she's like, no, it's not nunchucks. It's nun, like the lady with the outfit. I was like, oh, man, that was hysterical.
Let's hope Jackie Chan gets it right.
There's excuses for him. Come on, his English. You know, I mean, I love Jackie Chan. They make fun of him. They say, well, he stinks as an actor. But guess what? He's from another country. And I'm like, you know something? Don't even, because I say, like, everyone's like getting on the Tom Cruise bandwagon. I go, not for nothing though. Don't even, like, compare an action star like Jackie Chan. And I'm like, no, honey. Tom Cruise. Yeah, he's cute and all, he's a good actor, but when it comes to Jackie Chan, I think he's kind of top dog in that.
Chan is the man, that's all I got to say. I'm a huge Jackie Chan.
Absolutely, I like Tom Cruise, but definitely hands down, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's coming to Boston, that's it. Don't even compare. Put those two in a boxing ring, Tom Cruise and Jackie Chan. Let's see them go at it, see who comes out.
Yeah, you insult me with your shenanigans.
All right, yeah.
I love this. See, now Mountain Man knows. See, Mountain Man was asking me, he's like, what's hodgepodge? I said, this is hodgepodge, a little bit of everything. And now we got Cardiac and Shelly nunchucks in the building.
Guys, hold on. The hawk is asking me for change right now. No, I don't have any change, hawk. Go home. Okay, guys.
Cardiac's been telling us about this ghetto hawk that was hanging out at the projects down the street from where he was walking, and he's giving us all these stereotypical things that the hawk has been doing because he's an inner ghetto, which actually it's not ghetto, it's urban. Get it right. It's an urban hawk. I was correct.
Well, that's his clothesline.
Hawk?
Coming out this fall, urban hawk.
Oh, man, it was this bird hanging out in the projects, and Cardiac said he was a ghetto hawk. And I said, no, we don't call it ghetto anymore. It's the correct term is urban. He's an urban hawk. So we got to get it right. It's politically correct. Yeah, it's funny, Kelly.
Don't
we gotta,
have
we gotta throw
any
you in
change.
Our
I'm sorry. What? He's persistent. All right, guys.
All right, so what's on the agenda here for the next show here, Charlie?
Yes, next show, Monday, for you guys, we're going to have Joe White. Now, Joe White is an amazing young man. He actually was in Hollywood for a few years. He wrote this great script called Buster White. Hello, I can't even talk now.
Just what about Buster Brown?
He's looking for Buster Brown, and it's a great, it's a take on a lot of the Boston mythology, and I say mythology within some of the criminal elements. But it's also a bit of a comedy. It's really well written. It's going to be amazing. For some of you, we got the 90-second thing. You can check it out on YouTube if you look looking for Buster Brown. You will actually see the trailer. It's on there. So that's going to be coming. So Joe's going to be on the show Monday to talk about that. Wednesday, we're having Eric Eastman. Oh, my goodness. This guy's larger than life.
Eric.
Yes. Eric's my man. He is. He's out, and we're having him on the show Wednesday because Thursday, the 5th, is it? Yes, the 5th. They're having the premiere re-premiere over at the Regent for the full feature film that he's in, The Bridge Crusader. Guys, do not miss it. Shelly Tardiak, thank you so much for coming. Thank you for being on the show. I really appreciate it, you guys. You guys are always a lively bunch, and I love having you.
Thank you.
They're going to be listening to you Monday, 101.3 FM from 6:30 to 10:30. He's going to be in the house with my woman, Asia. She's amazing. So, guys, thank you so much for coming. To our listeners, have an amazing weekend. Remember, be fearless, and do not let anyone take your dreams away. And good night, guys.
Sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong.